for sharing that. We have two storytellers left tonight. One of them is me. I'm going to share a story. I know, right? It rarely happens. I'm going to get vulnerable up in here. P.S., I don't know if you've noticed the... Other than maybe Logan's, which you could construe as summer, the show has kind of gone dog summer, like perfect alteration. I'm going to keep that up. I just lucked into that, but let's just say it's because I'm good at show running. Let's just say. So earlier this summer, I took the show on tour. Some of you know that. A lot of you don't. I quit my job and I went on a tour of the Western United States. I think we had 7 stops overall, a lot of the big cities west of Chicago. It was really cool. It's something I've always wanted to do. And I took my dog with me. And the most perplexing question I got about going on tour was, why did you take your dog with you? Which to me is like asking, hey, why do you breathe air? Why did you stop to eat? Because it's my dog. Like, why wouldn't I want to? Like, doesn't that sound like a dream? I don't know. I guess some people don't get it. But I loved having my dog with me on the road. So it was just me and my dog and my phone full of music and my guitar. And it was sweet. I'm going to share some of my favorite dog moments from the trip with you. So our first stop was in Davenport, Iowa. My friend from grade school works in a day home for people with like disabilities there. And she asked me to come play some songs and tell some stories to her her people. And I did. And they let me bring the dog in. And for sure, the dog, like, upstaged me 100%. Like, they were kind of into me, but, like, oh, man, AC was the star of that show. And it was really sweet. Like, there was so much love in that room. And I mean, I think that's just, like, the best thing about dogs is they're like little locuses of love. Like, she's just wandering around letting everybody bask in her glow and receiving it back. And it was so sweet. And those people were so nice. They wrote me thank you notes afterward. Just a great time. In Los Angeles, my dog got to chill on a couch built or paid for with Chris Hardwick money at the Nerdist showroom at Meltdown Comics. And the sound guy there, who I swear to God, his name is Beowulf Jones. He is the only person with that name. He took a picture of my dog and posted it on his Instagram, and it got more likes than people who were at the show that night. But that's okay. In San Francisco, our show was at a punk bar at 6 p.m. on a Saturday, happy hour. There was like 6 people in the bar, and they let me bring my dog in. They're like, as long as she's cool, we're cool, which is like a really like punk San Francisco aesthetic. I really appreciated it. And some of you guys probably know Shelby Mongan. She's a regular storyteller here. Her mom came to that show and watched my dog while I did hosting duties. That was really sweet. The happiest I was to have my dog was, so little trivia, even in May, you can get ice storms in the mountains of Montana. And that happened to me. So it was like 30 degrees, like freezing rain going up and down mountains. They actually like closed the expressway about 45 minutes after I drove through it. It was that dangerous. I didn't know. Like, I come from Chicago. I'm like, fuck it. It's ice. But it's still like terrifying. And it was so nice to have my dog, because like, okay, I should tell you, I built like a contraption for her because she's like a big dog. I built a contraption in the front seat so she could lay down in the front seat so she didn't have to stand up all day. So I put my amp, my acoustic guitar amp, on the floor beneath the seat, and then I folded up some blankets and put it on top of the amp. So like the blankets had continuity with the seat so she could just lay down across it in front, which I was like very proud of doing that. And, like, I was holding on to her the whole time. Like, probably I should have had both hands on the steering wheel, but I had one hand on the steering wheel and one hand on my dog as I was going, like, 30 miles per hour through this fucking ice storm in Montana in May. And it was like, I mean, they talk about therapy dogs. I don't have any kind of paperwork for AC, but she probably, like, helped me save off a heart attack in that moment. As I kept telling her, like, vocalizing, hey, AC, it's okay, it's okay. But, like, I'm talking to myself, clearly. But, man, I was so glad to have her there with me, and it was just the best. And so let me get back to that original question of, like, why did you bring your dog? Even though the answer should be self-evident, there's always more to it. So I never really had, like, a true family vacation. Like, when I was younger, my parents would go up to a cabin that my dad's parents owned in Michigan. And that's not really a vacation, but that was like what we did like twice a summer. Oh, we're going up north. All right. It's not really a vacation. I never got like the Disneyland experience or overseas or whatever. I'm not trying to complain. Like, I had a very privileged life. I'm just saying, like, I never got the family vacation experience that so many people have. I remember maybe 5 or 6 years ago, my grandmother was in a nursing home, and it was before she got, like, really, really bad. But bad enough to be in a nursing home, you know, couldn't live by herself. And I asked her, hey, would you want to take a vacation? And kind of, I guess, the understated premise is, like, before, you know, you can't anymore, before you pass away. And it was a very sad conversation. She said to me, I don't think I can do it anymore. I don't think... I couldn't make it through that kind of travel. And that was probably true, but it was very heartbreaking. And like, the truth of it is, I don't really have any other family but AC right now. I've never said that at your story show before, by the way. Holy fuck. Well, now you guys all know something most people don't know about me. But this trip was my family vacation. Like, I got to take my dog, and it felt fucking good, and it was the best. And, like, if we're being honest, and thank you to everyone who financed the tour, be it the Nerdalogs or advertising revenue or our backers on Patreon, but kind of the tour was just an excuse to take a vacation with my dog, with my family, and it was the best time, and I'm so glad I did it. So that was my family vacation. I do want to say that if you finance the tour through Patreon, I fucking kept up my end of the bargain. I posted those episodes. You got lots of bonus content. So don't tell me I didn't do my damn job as a showrunner.